scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, we will read chapter 24, verses 1 through 28. So Joshua 24, verses 1 through 28. Let us hear the word of the Lord. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto all the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served their gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. And I gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau. And I gave unto Esau Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and ye came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt, and ye dwelt in the wilderness a long season. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side Jordan, and they fought with you. And I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam, therefore he blessed you still. So I delivered you out of his hand. He went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Hivites and the Jebusites. And I delivered them into your hand, and I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword nor with thy bow. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, but the vineyards and olive yards which ye planted not do ye eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God, he is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, We are witnesses. Therefore put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God will we serve, deny your God. So Joshua let the people depart, every man unto his inheritance. This is for the reading of God's holy and infallible word. Children and young people, I'm sure you are all familiar with the story of Joshua. God raised Joshua up to lead the Israelites into the promised land. And where Moses had failed, reinforcement and its response. So a call to covenant renewal, its root, its reinforcement, and its response. Our first point then is that this call to covenant renewal is firmly rooted in God's covenant history. Joshua speaks of this in verses 1 to 13. As Joshua recounts the marvelous history of the Israelites, he traces God's finger throughout all God's dealings with them. There are four things that we notice about God's finger in the history of Israel. And the first is that he calls his covenant people, as we read in verses 2 to 4. Well, who does God call? Well, read in verse 2, he calls Abraham, whose forefathers were Terah and Nahor. of victory, child of God. Christ has vanquished. He has defeated all your foes because they are His foes. And He will help you in the battle against the covenant enemies in your own lives. As you fight against sin, against yourself, and against Satan. But because of this victory, and the slaying of these covenant enemies upon the cross, and command that Joshua gives is similar in nature. And this command is to serve the Lord. To serve God means to bow down to Him alone. To freely surrender our lives, our wills, our affections in worship. Not only in this place, but at work, at play, at school, in our homes, with our families. Literally means to work for the Lord, to willingly engage in His service. 43. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions. But I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. This is the God whom we serve. The God who wants to deliver us from our idol worship. The God who wants to be our God. The God who wants to make us His people. So we are called to get rid of those idols. Throw them behind us. And so the fourth command that Joshua gives to the people of Israel is in verse 15. But before he gives this command, he tells them, if it seem evil in your sight, or if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord. But you might ask why he would say this when he just told the Israelites to rid themselves of their idols, of their gods. Well, you see, there are always those who fight against God's commands, who consider them to be evil, who do not want to worship God unobjectionably and in faithfulness. Joshua is saying, if you don't want to serve Jehovah God, if God is evil to you, then you must choose. You are to choose not between God and the idols, because you are to serve God exclusively, but to those who sternly refuse to serve Jehovah God, you must serve, or you must choose. But what are the options that Joshua gives? We'll read the verse carefully. And if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, then choose you this day whom you will serve. And here are the two options. The gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. Notice that Joshua doesn't give them the third option of serving God. He only gives the option to choose between the gods of the Amorites and the gods of their fathers. Because he has just commanded them to serve God. He's not giving them any loopholes. Because serving God is not an option. It's a command that must be obeyed. But if you're not going to serve Jehovah, then you must choose something. There must be an allegiance in your heart. You can't have both. It's either serve God exclusively or choose between these two idols. You can't serve both God and the idols. Don't you see the futility of this choice, beloved? It's a dead-end road. Choosing between these idols will certainly lead to death. But obeying the command to serve God through Jesus Christ will certainly bring life. Young people, have you obeyed the command to serve God? Or are you still choosing whom you will serve? Which gods will you serve? Which gods will you choose? Will you choose to indulge the lusts of the flesh? Perhaps choose the god of drugs or alcohol? Or will you follow Satan's devices to draw you away from the truth and from the Savior? Joshua magnifies the futility of idol worship here. There might be a choice. It's a choice for death. Parents and older ones, who will you choose? We're not immune either from idol worship. Perhaps you want to serve the gods of your fathers, living in the past. If you want to be more in tune with today's society, perhaps you choose the god of materialism, the god of false religion. I'm sure we can fill in the blanks here. But God calls you and me to exclusive worship of Him alone. He calls you to renew your commitment to Him. If you will not serve Jehovah, says one commentator, you must choose. forsake mixed worship. Because God hates that. Satan loves it if we serve anything but God. But I ask you today, where is your covenant commitment? Are you living out to your profession of faith that you have made before the congregation? Are you doing so by God's grace, the continual application to the blood of Christ? Or are you still deciding whom you will serve? If you choose strange gods, you will die. But if you serve God, you will live. So what will your response be? Before we consider that, let us sing. Psalter 304. We will sing stanzas 2, 3, 6, and 7. We will do so standing. Our final point is the response to this call for covenant renewal. We read that this call is responded to by God's covenant people. So it's rooted in God's covenant history. It's reinforced with God's covenant command. And it's responded to by God's covenant people. And immediately upon these commands, Joshua shows his own resolve to serve the Lord by saying, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua is the leader of God's covenant people. He's come to serve God. And now he serves as an example to the people in how they are to respond. "You may be hesitating between whom you will serve," he says, "but I am resolved to do what God wants me to do. I am resolved to serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth." Joshua is the leader here. But he's also the mediator between God and the covenant people. This points us to our great leader and mediator, Jesus Christ, the greater Joshua. And he too resolved to serve the Lord, to fear him, to fulfill the covenant obligations. Did so not only to provide an example for us, but to provide the power that we need to obey, to provide that righteousness that we lack, to provide obedience for our disobedience. But then, first of all, we see the personal nature of Joshua's response. He says, "As for me." The covenant to serve Jehovah God is first of all personal. Fathers, mothers, and children, church, for society. And so we bring our families Sunday by Sunday to hear the Word of God, to have them instructed. And thirdly, conducting family worship itself. This was the Old Testament command. Speak of Deuteronomy 6, verse 7. And thou shalt teach them that is the statutes of the Lord diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. There's no days off from being a father, being a mother. There's no shame in teaching your children about God. We'll actually do them a disservice if we don't. An eternal disservice. We need to be teaching them about their need of reconciliation with God, and how they might be reconciled to a holy and a righteous God as sinful children through Jesus Christ. True religion begins in the home, by instructing our households in the Word of God. So I leave this section with a question from the Puritan William Gurnall. Can he be a good Christian Shechem.